Stand the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist. May his blessing
be with us all. Amen.
Open sotirum, open orotirin, Isos piares tos epshirim efnoti et on pion afsha ini, pi ufa penoti pe sha ini nentini tiruami.
Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. But you, Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. And have the son of your maidservant.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory
forever. Amen.
Now, great multitude went with him. And he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he can't be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he send a delegation and ask condition of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Still is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ear to hear, let him hear.
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
Today we hear at the beginning of the Gospel some amazing words from our Lord Jesus Christ. And you all know that God is love, and Jesus Christ, you see him as very compassionate and merciful. Especially in the Gospel of St. Luke, we see the Lord as very compassionate and merciful. But let's hear the beginning of the Gospel. He said, great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Why is the Lord saying that in order, as a condition to be his disciple, and each one of us wants to be a disciple of Christ, a disciple is a follower of Christ. So he's saying to those who is following him, why are you following me? He said to them in another part, do not follow me to labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food which is unto eternal life. But here he's saying, if you want to be a follower of Christ, you have to hate your parents, your children. What does it mean to hate in this case? Does he literally mean we have to seek bad things for them or wish bad things for them? Hate here doesn't mean hate in that sense at all, of course, as you all know. But hate here means you cannot pretend to love, for example, your children when it is love contrary to loving God. So if you love them through the love of God, then this is the perfect love which is needed in Christianity, which will benefit them and benefit you. But if you want to say, no, my son is too, for example, he's too young to fast, but the Lord said fasting is good for your son, then here he's saying, no. Don't trick yourself thinking that you are loving your son because you think you know better than the Lord what is good for your son. Or he needs his sleep. Let him sleep until 9:30 instead of waking him up for church. But you wake him up for school 7:30. How come his spiritual school, his spiritual nourishment is not more important? Here you think you're loving your son? No. In this case, I'd rather that you quote-unquote hate your son in order that you may actually truly love him in the love of God and bring him to what will lead him to his salvation. He who does not hate in this sense means doesn't love contrary to the love of God. We have to love each other, of course, our brothers and sisters and children and parents. We have to love everyone, but this love cannot be contrary to the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, he gives another condition. He who does not bear his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. You want to follow Christ into the kingdom of heaven. You want to follow Christ into his resurrection. But there's no resurrection without a cross. Sometimes we spend too much time trying to avoid the cross, but the cross is the way to the resurrection. He who does not bear his cross cannot be my disciple. And he says last night to comfort us, those who heard the Vespers gospel, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes we see the burden of those, for example, the martyrs, and we don't have to look back thousands of years. We even have martyrs in our present age. For example, the 21 who were martyred in Libya. We say, oh, I cannot do what they did. That seems a very heavy burden that they carried. And indeed, it was not an easy thing for them to do. But the Lord says that, follow me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That means he carried the cross with them and made their burden light. And he gives to each one of us a cross that is suitable for us. He gives you a cross that's suitable for you that I can't carry. He gives me a cross that's suitable for me that you can't carry. He gives you a cross that is suitable for yourself. And he says, take my yoke upon you, as if they have the two animals that are pulling. He, our Lord Jesus Christ, is pulling with you. So don't worry, he's carrying the vast majority of the weight. He just wants you to have a share with him. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So one condition in order to follow Christ, you have to love each other through Christ, not love each other in a way that's contrary to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says, come and I will give you eternal joy. But sometimes we want to substitute temporary happiness, and we think that that's what's going to gladden our hearts or our children's hearts or our parents' hearts. For example, some people want to have a lottery ticket once in a while because they want to win the jackpot. But if the Lord wanted you to get earthly riches, he would have given you earthly riches. You don't have to buy a lottery ticket. And a lottery ticket is a small step towards maybe buying 10 lottery tickets. Or why not go to the casino and have a little bit of fun? We think that that's fun, but that is not love or not joy according to the will of God. So those small things, we have to be careful in our life because they could creep in slowly, unnoticed. Like I said, a lottery ticket leads to more, could lead to gambling and could lead to gambling addiction. And we see many in society who are very good people who easily get into those kinds of addictions. The same thing we could say with anything else, whether these days now they've made recreational drugs that are legal. Don't let yourself or your children play around with any of that stuff, because it will lead you to eternal condemnation. Don't even experiment with those things. Don't even think of going near anything like that. He who wants to be my disciple has to carry his cross. You want to follow Christ, you will get all the goodness, but you will have to also carry your cross and suffer with the Lord. And the suffering that he gives you is only the suffering that he has measured out for you, the type and color and shape of cross that is suitable for you to carry. So don't try to wriggle away from your cross, and don't try to carry someone else's cross. He's prepared a cross for you that he knows he can help you carry. He who wants to be my disciple has to carry his cross and follow me. And following me, like we said, will lead to eternal happiness. And you have to have a long-term perspective. It's like when you invest your money in the bank, they tell you sometimes the money may increase and decrease, but you need to have a long-term perspective. As long as over a 5-year period or 10-year period, you're getting, for example, interest. That's just a small example. Here we're on earth for maybe 100 or 120 years. May the Lord give you all long and prosperous lives. But then that will end here. So you have to have a longer perspective on life. Whether you're here healthy or not healthy, or wealthy or not wealthy, or powerful or not, whether you're a manager or a director or a supervisor or entry-level position, it all doesn't matter because it only lasts those 100 or 120 years. But then you have 100 million, billion years. There's no concept of time to come. So do you prefer to live like the rich man who was faring sumptuously, living in his palace and happy for his 120 years, and then suddenly he went and he found that he had not been merciful on the poor. He had not been using his riches to attain heavenly riches. He went upstairs and he had no room upstairs. He had to go downstairs. And as you know the parable, he lived suffering for eternity. Or do you prefer to live and accept the cross that the Lord give you. He gave a cross for Lazarus in that example, the poor man who was sitting at the gate of the rich man begging for crumbs of food, and no one would give him anything, and the dogs would be licking his wounds. Yes, he lived suffering for his 100 or 120 years, but then he has 100 billion gazillion years to come living, enjoying the comfort of the arms of Abraham and the forefathers in the presence of the Lord. So whether you live as poor as Lazarus, and thank God none of us here are suffering to that level, or whether you accept some persecution or some sickness or some waking up early or some avoiding certain types of food and fasting, and whether when you're sleepy you force yourself to wake up and read the Word of God and talk to the one whom you love and who loves you, whatever kind of cross you accept, carry your cross, it'll lead you to the Lord and to His resurrection and everlasting joy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you, saying, blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. Intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the Mother Savior, that He may forgive us our sins. Jefes marot en jefiot nem emshiri nem biev nem maesoe teteria sejikevo tenoshtem in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. Incorruption
and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled it with the heavenly peace by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. According to goodwill, O Lord, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil. Entailing death, and make us unworthy of our master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي يسوع المسيح اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسمي كفوا برعدتين وإلى الشرق انظروا ننصت
The intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and
right. right meat and right truth indeed. It's meat and right. O you who are Master and Lord, God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand
before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on doom. Stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise. Oh joy, you have not abandoned us to the end, but have always without your holy prophets, and in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. He granted us that birth from on high through to water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. For salvation and to death, which reign over us, whereby we are bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. Set at your right hand, O Father, he has appointed a day for recompense, on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. Of course, none of the impinished mystery he took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life-giving. He looked o'er heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed us.
Amen.
And he sanctified. Saying, take it of and of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed of wine and water, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them.
Amen.
And he sanctified. To his own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, drink of it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension.
Therefore, to commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, ascension into the heavens. He's setting at your right hand of all the world. His second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
Let us attend.